Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as state director for CEF of Illinois.
Well, thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations. Well, today we're continuing our very special interview with my brother in Christ from the other side of the world, Emmanuel Makasa, who is serving and has been serving as the National Director of CEF of Uganda since 2015 to currently to this time. And during this past year, their country has gone through a lot of changes with their ministry due to COVID. And so last week in our program, Emmanuel was sharing with us how they used to have ministry in the public schools and reaching many, many children, almost close to 700,000 upwards to almost a million children with the gospel. And now they've had to change up and do things a little bit differently. But first of all, I want Emmanuel to bring greetings from you from Uganda, where he is serving on staff as a national director for Child Evangelism Fellowship. So greetings, Emmanuel. So glad to have you with us again today.
Thank you very much, my dear sister. Dear listeners, we want also to welcome you once again on this program, Telling the Future Generation. My name is Emmanuel Makasa, and I bring you greetings from the part of Africa, Uganda.
I just love that accent. It just makes me want to jump on a plane and go over there and be with you and your people and see the children, this precious children in Uganda. I just love just coming to visit you. In fact, it was last year in 2020 that we were planning on bringing a missions team from, we called it 2020 Vision, that we were planning on coming to Uganda. And it makes me sad that we had to cancel that because of all the things that were happening around the world with COVID and so forth. And then we were thinking about rescheduling again, but it just has been difficult, hasn't it? Been to go from what you were doing and what everyone was doing in ministry around the world, and just like COVID just stopped the world. So how has COVID affected your ministry there in Uganda? I know some people, they weren't able to join in last week. So can you give us a brief review of what the ministry was like before COVID and now after COVID? Kind of just help people understand what the ministry of CEF looks like in Uganda today.
Right now, when you see, there's a little bit of very big shift from what we used to do. And we are doing some things differently, Like we used to gather children, like for example, you could go to a certain school where they have something like 4,000, 2,000, and just meet them at once. They just have a very big place where you can gather and you minister to them. Right now, it's very hard even to reach 100 children because some of the schools, they have allowed some classes to open, but the government, because of the 1 year wasted, they are not allowing any other activity to take place. So right now what we have done, in order to see that we can be able to reach these children, we have now started recording messages, and you can send them. We can send on WhatsApp, we can send on Zoom, so that the children can be able to know Christ as Lord and Savior. And also, we have also started a program of printing, and we take to their homes. So you print materials, then after printing them, you walk house to house as you distribute those materials. Then after some few days, you go there and you pick them. You see right now, a person who used to reach something like 2,000 children, like I used to go to around 4 free schools before I became the national director. Right now, it's very hard even a person to have 2 schools. It's very hard because the government doesn't allow, and even they are very, very strict. They don't allow strangers into their schools, but we are doing that. And we have also started, we want to thank the Lord, even during this time, we have started the radio program, though it's every year, every month, at least we have two weeks of the program. So that's what we are doing, but we are seeing a lot of things changing. And we are seeing other things that, like, for example, right now, we have done more promotion than ever. We have never done the promotion the way we have done this time, because most of the people, the teachers, the pastors, they have less activities. So whenever you plan and you say, I would love to come and visit you, these people are around, so you'll be able to go and see them. So COVID is having some positives and also is having some negatives. Like when you go to, we have done more trainings, because we always, most of the Sunday school teachers, the Good News Club teachers, they are school children teachers. And these school teachers, in most cases, they are now, right now, they're at home because most of the schools are not yet fully open. So we can get them for training. So we are seeing there's also a big shift in the promotion to different churches and even to individuals. So that's the way we are going right now.
Well, I just want to encourage our listeners. I don't know if they caught all of those things, but basically you had a wide open door for the ministry of the gospel to the children. And now it's very difficult. And under the guise of COVID and regulations and being behind in school, is right now you're being shut out of the schools. And the Bible makes it very clear that we do not war against flesh and blood. We only have one enemy. And also, we're not warring against COVID rules and regulations and guidelines. Ultimately, what we have one enemy, and we have one enemy that wants to shut out the gospel and to keep children from hearing the good news of Jesus Christ. So I just want to encourage my listener audience to pray for Uganda, to pray for these government regulations to be brought down so that the gospel will be able to go forth to the children and even in the churches, because I did hear for a period of time that even the churches were not allowing the children to go to church. Is that correct?
Yeah, children are not even allowed to go to churches.
And so this is that we need to pray. We are in a spiritual war, and we need to pray for Uganda and for the government of Uganda to understand what is really going on and the people, because the gospel needs to go forth to all the children. So one of the other things that we were thinking about doing, other than doing school ministry when we came with a team, but also we wanted to bring Bibles, because I know when I was with you in 2019, one of the things that just really struck my heart is, I remember, I think it was you, Emmanuel, you were sharing that how 70%, I think you shared with me that 70% of the Christians, the believers in Uganda, do not have their own Bible, especially even the children, even if they're teaching, they're one of the classes that they take in schools is the Bible, just like we have math and reading and history and so forth like that, science. One of the actual classes in Uganda is the Bible, but it's more like academics, not necessarily gospel preaching. But the children, they don't even have, most of the children don't have their own Bible. Is that still true? And is that still a need for your country, for the Christians, the believers, that most of them still do not have their own Bible? Is that correct?
That's the greatest need we have in churches if we are to disciple the children. Many people, they do not have Bibles. Just recently, we have been in an area called Karamoja. Karamoja is one of the remotest area we have in Uganda. And we were training and we are talking to pastors. And also, I was talking to one of the teachers. He said, now you have just taught us and have just told us to teach the Bible. But one of the things that we have to tell you that we don't have Bible. So what are we going to do? And for sure, there were very many teachers. They don't have Bibles. And I was just wondering, and I don't have that money even to buy for them those Bibles. So it's still a very great need to have the Bibles. The Bible is the best textbook any Christian should have, because there will be no growth without reading the Bible. When you read the Bible, you'll get to understand what God tells you. So that means only the pastor in the church, when they go, they preach, because they have the Bible, the pastor, they get the Bibles, they preach. So that when the people go back home, they don't have anything they can refer to. Then they have to wait until next week, when the pastor will read for them in the Bible. So it's such a great need. If many people could be able to get Bibles, that could be so great and so wonderful. I realized that I think Bibles here in Uganda, I think they look to be a little bit expensive. You remember when we are talking about, I went to one of the places where we think that Bibles could be the cheapest. But I realized that Bibles, when I buy them here in Uganda, they can cost something like $5 per Bible. And I was just wondering, when they're being bought in the US and even being shipped to Uganda, it could just cost only $2. You see the difference? It's just very big difference. And when you consider the people of Uganda, their income, many of them are below $1 per day. So sometimes it's very hard to raise money. So the parents, sometimes even they don't so much put it as a priority because they have to look for school fees. They have to look for what they will eat and even other issues. So we find at the end of the day that these children and even many Christians, they don't have the Bible. So we pray that the Lord will open the door for us to see that we can be able to get Bibles so that the Christian can be able to be discipled using the Word of God, which is the only book that can help them to come closer to their Creator.
Amen. I appreciate all that you said. I could not have said it any better. But pray for us right now, because we had delayed our missions trip from 2020, 2021, and now we'll see how 2022 goes. And so I'm still hoping we can still come, but we are still raising those funds for Bibles. And our goal is to send maybe 5,000, 10,000 Bibles in that range. At least over 5,000 be our first goal. And so we have already received $8,500. So we're very close to reaching that first goal. Plus there will be shipping charges as well. But we are continuing that for the rest of this year in 2021, because we want to be able to, yes, to come if we can, but if not, to ship those Bibles to you, because we agree with you, because that's how people not only hear the word, come to the Lord, but how they grow in the Lord is through the word. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We are almost out of time, my brother. Can you just give us just like maybe two brief prayer requests of how we can pray for you, the ministry, and CEF of Uganda? Share with us some prayer requests, some prayer items, how we can pray for you.
Thank you very much, Katrina, for hosting me. Pray that this ministry will be able to expand. And also, like, for example, right now, we want to go to other places. My ministry vehicle that I'm having, it's now becoming very, very old. It's the one Mr. MCC used. So it's becoming very, very old. So sometimes we want to go to far places and we really fail. So pray that the Lord will be able to provide a ministry vehicle that can help us to go to far and near places to take the gospel. Because how can they hear unless someone goes there to tell them the gospel? And pray that we would be able to meet our budget for this year. We are having a budget, it's a very big budget, but in actual sense, sometimes we don't even sometimes raise 50% of our budget. And that leads sometimes, in most cases, most of our activities to go a little bit below our expectation. Because if we don't have funds to do all those activities, then it will be very hard for us. We need more laborers in the field, but how can we get them when we cannot even support them? So it's a very big challenge. Uganda is having more than 19 million children, but we are only 29 workers. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. We pray the Lord of harvest to bring more laborers. So pray that many workers will come and they will be fully funded.
Amen. Well, thank you, Emmanuel. We really appreciate you being with us and just sharing your heart for the ministry there in CF Uganda. And so I want to encourage my brothers and sisters in Christ here in the United States and around the world to lift up in prayer for those open doors in the public schools once again for the proclamation of the gospel, to pray for the funds for the Bibles so that we would be able to bless CEF of Uganda and bless the children of Uganda and bless the Sunday school teachers and even the adults, the believers, so that they can have their own copy of scriptures, and also to pray, to join in prayer as Emmanuel has shared, to pray for the Lord of the harvest to send out his workers into his harvest field. So thanks for joining us again, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations, and we hope you join us again next week. And until then, God bless.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations. I don't want to forget, so please tell me.